public. I thought I'd coach. After this weekend, it's a definite necessity. Ooh, somebody's been playing with my shit again. I can tell. I know this to be true. My voice does not have the golden sweet tones. Oh, no, that's the stereo thing that freaks everybody out. Like, causes seizures in, like, children. Fade to Blick, if you with me, you will soon be. I am, God, I don't know, how would you explain me? My wife would explain me as irreverent. People would explain me as irreverent. Chaotic irreverence. Mischievous. Yeah. Antagonistic. Sometimes confrontational, but not always. Just don't piss me off. Yeah, it just all depends. I'd like to welcome my friends up in St. Louis. Hey, how y'all doing? If you want to join me in chat, you can join me in chat over on the csclub-wingdots.com side or on the Blog Talk Radio side. If you're following the link, you can just click on the chat window and you'll pop in there. I sometimes chat. I'm mostly a lot. That's why I tell people, call. If you want to call, 713-955-0395. The number to call if you wish to talk. I drive the show pretty much however you all want, really. That's the theme behind Fade to Blick, really, is a show that's designed around you. Today's topics, whatever. I do throw in some, you know, if I've got trivia in the back of my head, I throw that out there. It's pretty much just the run through my brain for the day. For those who are not familiar, The Buzz, my wife and I, Lady Ba, do The Buzz, which is relationship. We talk about relationships, politics, sex, lifestyle. We talk about any number of topics. We really are pretty chaotic. That's what makes us good. I've got a couple other shows coming up soon enough. The one will be strictly on vaping for those who are trying to kick the habit of cigarettes, which there are quite a few people I'm trying to quit. You'll hear me puffing on mine every now and again throughout the show. I get my equipment and my juice from Prime Vapor on South Lindstone here in Spring Vegas. If you get a chance, stop by. Tell him that Blick sent you. He'll be more than happy to set you up, hook you up, and get you done with whatever you need. He's really knowledgeable, mixes his juice fresh for you. He will also get you, you know, he also has his juices that he has pre-made that you can purchase right there. He also has equipment and a great, you know, knowledge. He really is knowledgeable. He's a good guy. Paper. Over on South Glenstone. Get a chance. Goodbye. Exciting stuff. I got off, had a conference call this morning. For those of you who know, we do The Buzz and travel around and talk to people about the lifestyle and whatnot. And it's a great, you know, we educate. That's a lot of what we do is we try and educate and help people. And newbies, a lot of times, we're very sensitive and really try to help the newbies out because we remember. I mean, it's been 10 years, but we do remember being new, and it was something else. Like I tell people, you know, the first 2 years, really are a learning experience, and the curve is extremely. You really do. You have to yourself. You need to be very aware of where you are as a person before anything. You need to know who you are as a person and what you want out of life before you get into the lifestyle, especially if you're in a married, committed relationship, because it you really want to communicate well. Your spouse, you and your spouse need on the absolute beam when it comes to communicating. That really is my wife and I have found out over the years that really is. That communication is key, and we talk a lot. We do. Yes, we do have those silent times, the quiet times, as we call them, when we see TV and whatnot, and we don't talk much. But that's, to be expected, and that's a healthy relationship, because if we did talk 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, she'd probably end up killing me, because I talk a lot, excessively, I should say. With extreme redundancy. I talk about the same shit over and over a lot of times, I think. She probably would agree with you. Mm-hmm. Taking a drag. If you want to call me, 713-955-0395. SebastianBlick1 on Facebook. Sebastian.Blick@Yahoo. If you want to get a hold of me in either of those locations, please feel free. I have all of those locations turned on, up, and running. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, nice. I wonder who called. If you called me and you were trying to get a hold of me, I'm sorry. I was unavailable. You caught me right as I was beginning to go into the show. If you're listening to the show and you're wondering why you didn't get a hold of me, well, there you go. And you can call me 50395. I'm chaos unleashed, and during the day I am chaos unleashed. It's really a question of I bounce from one thing to the other topic wise. If somebody calls in and gives me something to run on, we'll run on it. Today in this conference call, which is, I'll bring the exciting news up more than likely on the Buzz, and we're doing the test drive of the Buzz. The wife and I had discussed, I'm thinking Thursday night. So Thursday night, 8 o'clock, be here or be a hectagonal rock octagon or whatever shape that is. I don't like saying square. I just don't. Squares and circles are boring to me. I like the really weird, odd shapes and things. Been one of those days, I got up way too early again. It's crazy. My sleep schedule, it varies from time to time, but usually no more than about 4 hours. And when I do wake up, it just depends on when I wake up. Like this morning I woke up and was really groggy. It was like somebody shot me with a tranquilizer dart before I went to sleep. Or shot me with a tranquilizer dart to put me to sleep. Is tranquilizing me while I sleep. That could be too. She could be sneaking the football team in. We don't know. It's possible. Anyway. Especially with the ball. Somebody did say, where there's smoke, there's fire. I thought that was hilarious when I heard that. Because really it's not as, it's really not. She has her moments, but for the end of it, pretty calm, unless you piss her off. Piss her off, then all bets are off. I can say a lot to her to maintain and dignity and sense, but there are times you push the bitch switch and it's on. And, I can't stop the Tasmanian devil. Guys, can you relate to this issue? Honey, please don't. Honey. Oh, fuck. We're in trouble. It's over. The bell has been rung. Round one has started, and all shit is going to hit the fan. And it does not necessarily disperse evenly in the room. It doesn't. At that point, that's when I just step back and I say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but if you'd like to sign the damage and incidental injury waiver, you're more than welcome. You're about ready to find out just why. And make sure your life insurance is paid up. So, I was watching things on disasters. I tell you what, it makes you not want to fly. a car, or get on a bus, well, go outside. Even then, they talk about going up, and I'm thinking, great, so I'm not even safe indoors. Where am I going to, you know? There is a call for a treehouse there, you know, but then you've got to worry about tornadoes around here and hurricanes in some places and earthquakes in other places. So, I mean, you know, it doesn't matter. You're pretty much, says, when the number, you know, you're on the line, that's just it. You might as well grab your time card because you're punching out. That's just the way it is. And I'm sorry, dear, but we'll have security escort you from the building if we must. I was reading an odd just came up about the loop in Chicago. 230 million, trillion gallons poured into one of the tunnels in the loop that had a crack. And we're talking. So, you know, driving or flying or whatever, they say statistically speaking that flying is actually safer than driving. So, in other words, I have to fly everywhere I go. Is that what that means? Because, I mean, I have every intention in this next year to be going a lot of different places with the show and doing it. So I'm going to have to, because, I mean, then I think the proper bad things happen to good people there. I mean, come on. Statistically, shit went wrong for him, right? What the hell? Oh, biker guy down the street. He thinks he's a one-man biker gang. I think he's a nice guy, but, you know, he just seems a little strange. I don't know. I'm not generalizing all bikers as strange, because, I mean, really, I am one of the strangest persons on a bike, because I do think that I ride a Harley. I'm like one of those chihuahuas that thinks I'm a Great Dane. I enjoy it, though, you know. I saw the saying somewhere that said, doesn't matter the wind, you know, how you get the wind, it's still the wind. And I would have to agree, because I can hit 45 miles an hour. It doesn't bother me. I can get, you know, 45, 50 miles an hour, and I'm fine with that. And I'm getting the wind in my face, about 90 miles to the gallon. You know, I can't beat that shit. You know, I'm getting 90 to 100 miles to the gallon. I'm still getting my face, and I'm good. You know, it's getting a little chilly right now. My nipples got really hard the other day. I went out riding, and it was just like, whoa, dude. I'm telling you what, I thought I was going to cut through my shirt. It was so bad. But I've got my warm gear. I'm starting to start working on my warm gear now, and it's going to be nice. I've got, you know, the coverall pants. I'm going to wear my Carhartt jacket, which is really windproof. It's windproof, that damn thing is. You know, as long as you layer up and you're smart, you can ride up until it snows. And from what I understand, you can even buy snow tires for your scooter. I don't know necessarily how fucking safe that would be. I just don't know. I think I'd end up busting my ass. Because, yeah, you may have snow tires on, but then at the same time, do I have pitons on my feet? Because I'm going to pull up somewhere, and there's going to be a patch of ice, and I'm going to end up on my ass. And when I end up on my ass, I'm one of the up, looks around like a cat. Did anybody see me? Did anybody? And if somebody saw me, then I'd make an absolute mad fucking dash to get out of sight line. You know what I mean? Nobody wants to be embarrassed like that. You know what I mean? Just saying. 713-955-0395. Fade to Blick. Give me your ideas, suggestions, comments. Sebastian.Blick@yahoo.com or SebastianBlick1 over on Facebook. Become my friend. I have a bunch of friends. I have to look at list and mark, you know, who's who. And what's really funny is, In the 10 years that I've been in the lifestyle, anyone who's in the lifestyle can relate to this. Please, if you have any difference of opinion at any time, please give me a call on this one, because I love hearing it, and I would definitely welcome this. But we found that when we first started, it really has in 10 years. The type of personalities, the situations, there are so many differences that have changed in 10 years that it's amazing to us. And I personally want to sit down and write a book about it, because it's just fucking the shit that I've seen. Well, some of the shit that I've been involved in. I can, right off the top of my head, I'll just give a brief tiny piece of the story, because I'll bring it up, as a matter of fact, Thursday night. I'm going to bring it up on the hard time about it. It was a New Year's, and let's just say that the pieces of my memory can remember her running down the hotel with her formal wear wrapped around. And I was wearing a basically hand towel over my suit tails were on my arm behind my butt. And we were running down the hall. We called it the run of shame. It was quite funny, actually, when we look back at it. But I'll make sure that I remind her on Thursday night about this lovely incident. If she's not already listening and catches this, I don't know. Because there are times that she doesn't. She catches the show occasionally at work, but she can't listen at work because they're my listening. And if they do at work, I'm not necessarily family friendly. I say fuck a lot. And that. Some people just don't dig that. Their kids walk up, go to preschool, then they go to, kindergarten, and they walk up to their teachers and they say, fuck you, or hug a root. We're teaching actually someone small person to say hug a root, just because it's going to be funny. I mean, his parents are, going to be shocked and astounded that this child walks up and up in the air and screams, hug a root. I'm going to be one of those old grandpa type guys that's, out on the front porch flipping people off, get out of my fucking yard, that kind of guy. That's me. Nah, I'll just be laughing at them. They'll be wondering who the crazy old man is on the porch and asking my wife, is he senile? And she'll just basically shake her head and laugh and go, I don't know. I haven't been able to tell you that for years and years and years and years. I wish I had a vaporizer. My cigarette would vaporize and automatically fan blow the smoke into my face, so that I wouldn't have to take the time to take a drag. I could just inhale. You see what I mean? I think I've come up with, so far I've come up with two ingenious fucking ideas that if somebody wanted to, that they had some kind of engineering background or a technical background, that one, two products, you just go right ahead. We'll fucking work it out and we'll make a fortune. We'll be rolling in it. What'd you make your fortune on? I made it on an automatic fan to blow vapor smoke in your face. Kind of like the old, back in the 80s, when you were ever hanging around people that smoked a lot of pot, they had the old gas mask. If you've ever seen a gas mask and how it works, basically it's a fan-driven fan-driven bong, if you will, or a fan-driven pipe, and they light it, and it blows the smoke into the face mask, and so you're basically just engulfed in a face full of smoke. It's quite crazy to watch. And of course, the cats, you know, my studio cats have to go ape shit during the show. Of course, they always do. We have at least one. Today it's Toucan. The star of the show is Toucanus. Big gray monster. But, you know, I think it would be quite funny to see a fan-driven. That would just be kind of actually Frankenstein monster to build. I think I'm going to start working on that. I think with a little determination, skill, and maybe some plastic weld, and maybe MacGyver list together in my head, because I'm sure that it'll fucking come out great. Whatever it is will come out great. My wife will be absolutely beside herself, freaking out, trying to figure out what in the fuck I did. Because she always does. Like the day that I created the hologram generator, I just seen it on YouTube, and it was something on, and so I went after it and started CD cases. Apparently, you would work. It works well, and if anybody wants to know how to make one of these, it's just very easy. I'll send you the link. It's fabulous. It's really cool, and you have to have basically 3D projection, and they call it a 3D projection because it's not really truly a hologram. What it does is it three-dimensionally broadcasts pictures on your phone up to plastic, and the plastic makes it it is throwing a hologram in the center of it, and it is really a fantastic illusion it's created. It really is. I'd like to do it on a scale for a club setting because it is an amazing effect when it's done. And I think that ever gets a chance to see it and could, you know, envision it, and it would be just absolutely floored by what they could do. And I rub my eye. You know, I'm on the radio and you can't see me. You won't know that I'm rubbing my eye. But I'm making a weird noise, almost like I'm doing odd, perverse things to myself in the front of my car. Well, at least not in front of the mall next week. It's been a long week already, and it's only Monday. So, you know, that's why I say it's mental masturbation at times, because it's just like, Monday? What? Really? Seriously? Have I already stroked it that many times this far, and it's only Monday? Wow, it's going to be a long week, and I'm going to be really sore. For those of you who listen to the show on a regular basis, you'll notice I haven't played a lot of music today. I didn't rotate for one. I didn't have music stock for one. So you'd be listening to the same bump music that I was playing the other day. People who just are tuning in, I've got some really good bump music that I'll play, but I didn't want to play the same stuff for the people who do listen. You know where I'm going with this, right? I'll give it a day to rest. So, 713-955-03. Sebastian.Blake@Yahoo or SebastianBlake1 on Facebook. I've made a couple of friends in the past week, which is really surprising. And most people, why did you do that? Because you don't seem like. Actually, I am very approachable. Once you get to know me, once you get, you know, past the weird, bizarre intimidation that I exude, and I don't know why that is. I think it's just because in the back of my mind I have the plans to dominate day. And that just kind of when people get nervous by it, I guess, I can figure. I think I'll have to ask my wife on this one. She'll tell me. She said, that's the one thing I've always been proud of about her. She has absolutely no reservation at all of telling me exactly what it is she feels that I'm making sure I'm double checking something here. Oh, hey. Oh, and posting in one of the groups that I'm in over on the Flack book. Doobie doobie doo. Yeah, I decided that once it's all said and done, I am going to have a big black jet with a B on it. It'll be pink, just as pink as it gets. But, yeah, and it doesn't have to be huge. It doesn't have to be a 737. I'll even take a DC-8. 9. You know, smaller plane. Easy, nice, easy fly. Good. Nice, roomy aircraft. It's not too terribly bad. I can put in some, you know, a nice seating area, a nice cocktail area, you know, a couple of nice bedrooms, nice little staterooms for people to hang out on. And, you know, wherever we need to go, we go. Makes perfect sense. Until they get the tube done, you know, the high. And what I don't understand is this thing is supposed to be all phenomenal. And it was supposed to be able to make it from New York to Los Angeles in like 45 minutes, right? But I'm thinking to myself, okay, how fucking effective is that going to be if it only has two stops? If it goes New York to L.A., New York to L.A., all day long, every day, and never makes any other stops in the middle. Going so damn fast that stopping is just kind of like a stupidity. Really. I mean, starting and stopping, it's kind of a moot point when you have a piece of equipment that moves 400 miles an hour. Stopping really is just kind of a ridiculous, in my eyes anyway. So, are they going to have 100 of these damn things going from different places? You know, from New York to St. Louis, New York to Kansas City, New York to wherever, Miami to New York, Miami to St. Louis. You know, how are they going to operate this thing? Because if it's moving that fast, are they going to physically want to stop it? Do they want to make it go down, slow down? I don't know. I really don't. What do you think? 713-955-0395. You know. I think you had to play one. Just because. I don't know what you do. So, I don't want to do that. No, maybe. Maybe that. Yeah, that'll work. Hang on. Secondary anthem of sorts. See you in about 4 minutes. You're listening to Fade to Blick. Thanks for hanging with me today. A little bit of Nickelback just for shits and grins because nobody ever listens to Nickelback anymore.
I'm through with standing in line. The clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be. I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs and a bathroom I can play baseball in and a king size tub big enough for 10 plus me.
Yeah, what you need?
I'll need a credit card that's got no limit and a big black chain with a bedroom in it. Gonna join the Mile High Club at 37,000 feet.
Been done.
I want a new tour bus full of old guitars. I'm a star on Hollywood Boulevard. Somewhere between Cher and James Dean is fine for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop buses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny cause we just won't eat. Hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars.
everybody got the love to beat up assholes. Sign a couple autographs so I can eat my meals for free.
I have the quesadilla.
I'm gonna dress my ass with the latest fashion. Get a front door key to the Playboy Mansion. Gonna date a centiphone that loves to blow my money for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop bosses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with the bleached blonde hair. And we'll part out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary of the Zuzu. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. We're gonna sing those songs that offend the senses. Gonna buy my pills from a Benz dispenser. Get washed up singers writing all my songs. Let's sing them every night so I don't get them wrong. Well, we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop houses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. We'll all stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars, the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with the bleached blonde hair. And we'll part out in the private room with the latest dictionary of the Zuzu. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star.
A rock star, talk radio star, sex porn star, whatever. I'm flexible with you. 134 in Spring, Vegas. Not today. Got really nice. I want a Roomba just so that I can scare the fuck out of my cats. Those look really funny. And I think that my cats would go on an absolute freak out. And they would start assaulting it. And I probably would have to either arm it with some kind of defensive weaponry. Because the cats would probably continuously fuck with it until it, you know, was beaten into submission. I mean, really. Like, I have four. So, I mean, three of them were original family, and then we adopted one because she was a street kid that needed a home. We're always good with that. Because, I mean, you know, she needed a place. Soft heart. Don't tell anybody. I'll break your fucking fingers. It's truth. Today, just a little while ago on Facebook, that said, it's always funny when people say, "What did you do this weekend?" You just squint one eye and say, "Well, what did you hear?" It's about the truth. Somebody asked me today, they said, "You're from Springfield, Missouri?" And I said, "Yes, where the men are men, the women are women, and the sheep are nervous." It's true. If you've ever been down here on a Saturday night, you'll see it. And you'll see, you know, guys to the midnight rodeo, cowboys and whatnot. And you can really tell the serious hardcore cowboys because they're the ones that pull up with the trailer on the back that has about 10 sheep. They're bringing, you know, the backups. That's just as far as I'm going to go with that one. I'm sorry. I can't go any farther with it. It's pretty disgusting. but funny, especially if you get pictures. I mean, really, especially when you can show them to the next day. You did. Really? Seriously? Do you realize what you did? Here's the pictures. Yep. And I instigated the whole thing and stood back and giggled. Because that's who. If you've seen the pictures of me, you'll know just by looking at the pictures exactly who I am and how I operate. Ringmaster, you know, ring leader type guy. It's just what I do. It's my existence. I can't help it. If I can, you know, make things work, then good. I want to live the world, learn, be with good people, good energy, you know, grow, that kind of shit, you know, be Buddhist om type shit. That's the way it is. Yeah, I just popped on to do a little promo spot type, you know, chatter about, you know, my friends up in St. Louis. Going to be talking a lot about them Thursday night, 8 o'clock, on the CS Live, The Buzz, with Lick Nabaw, myself, and my dude wife. She's so pleasant sometimes when she's sleeping. Don't tell her I said that. If you tune in Thursday Thursday night, if you do, you know, don't get the wild hair up your ass to call and throw me under the bus. I might be pissed. No, I probably wouldn't. Anywho, a couple weeks from now, big news that we're going to be talking about Thursday night. I'll just throw it out as a little poop. A couple weekends from now, we're going to be going up to St. Louis. So those of you who are Blickomaniacs and who might want to go, get a hold of me. Shoot me an email, whatever. Some of you actually do have my personal bat phone. You can get a hold of me that way. Say hey. And we'll go up there and have a good time. Don't you know? So, that's just a little tidbit. I just threw it out. That was a taste. I'm not telling you anything else until Thursday. So there. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't realize it was as nice as it is outside. I mean, just for a bit. It's one of those things that, you know, when you do ride, you really appreciate every little split second of warmth. Any shade of warmth you can get, you're out and riding. You know what I mean? It's, you panic as soon as the sun starts, because you know, as soon as it gets out of that warmest part of the day, 2 o'clock, you know, after 2:30, you know, cooler, because the heat of the day is right at 1 and 3. So once that's over with and it starts to go down, you're pretty much screwed for heat for the rest of the day. And if you're not out riding already, you're done, you know? And cherish that few months that you get to ride your ass off every day, you know, unless it's raining, and then you try to ride to put your rain gear on and deal with it. At least I do. I don't give a shit. I have a windshield on that damn thing, and I still try to get out and ride in it. Yes, I have been committed a couple of times. I can't help it. I enjoy life. That's what it is. When it's all said and done, and they put me in the ground, I hope people say, they look at, you know, I hope they look at each other and they go, you know, he really just, it was all about him, just he enjoyed what he was doing. He lived it, and for what was dealt with him, you know, he had a good time and dealt with it. People to say. I'm my damnedest. 3955 0. Tattoo it to your ass. Tattoo it to your cat. Tattoo it to your dog's ass. Tattoo it to your neighbor's ass. Well, ask their permission before you tattoo their ass. Because sometimes people get a little offended if you just tattoo them out of nowhere. I did it. It was a very big issue. This banana flavor that I got from Prime Vapor is fucking amazing. I'm not a big flavorant fan. If it's not a natural, pure flavor, it is difficult for me to really enjoy it. But when you start talking about vaping, I'll kind of go over a little bit of it. You have to have some natural, but not as much. You've got to try and go, you know, stay, because it clogs the filter, or it clogs the wicks, the charge, you know, it makes them sticky and yucky and shit. There we go. When I learn English language again, it clogs things up. So you get a little more artificial in there, and you get a really wide variety in flavors. And I've never been one to like artificial, strawberries. Disgusting. It's false. Hate it. So I just don't like it. But banana, this banana is the shit. It tastes like Pez. Yummy. Smells like Runtz, too. If you've ever been around it. When you talk about vaping, the difference is night and day. When you smoke a cigarette, people are like, ew, and they're like, you know, recoiling and running from you because you smell like a cigarette. But when you vape, you smell like a fruit basket. It's really kind of cool. I've thought about blowing it on myself in strategically perverse places to see if I could attract a little naughty attention because I smell like a banana or banana bread or... I don't know if I'd want to go with banana bread. The only problem you get with them, and people get unnerved when they hear a crackle that I don't know, it just makes them nervous, and it shouldn't, because it's just the object, the stuff vaporizing. I mean, it's no different than paper and tobacco, smoke them. So I mean, you know, get the fuck over it. That's what I tell people when they get all bent out of shape. They're like, ew, you're vaping. And I'm like, ew, it's better than smoking and putting it out on your carpet. It's better than smoking and blowing it in your face. With this, it basically smells like you're blowing a banana at someone. And they, you know, don't get as offended. It's actually pretty nice. Pretty comfortable. It's nice. I like it. Ah, long day. Long day already. And I'm just getting into it. I'm just getting started, man. That's the crazy part. Been a long day and I'm just getting going. You know what I mean? There we go. Do you ever have one of those days you just want to sit back, wipe your pecker out, sit there with it in your hand and just stare, do nothing? Neither do I. My new soundbox file that I was working on got pissed me off. I was going to have some new funky little clippy stuff and some new cutaway segue stuff to go. I don't know what the fuck happened. I think it personally was, you know, too much scotch and not enough sleep. But that's me. I don't know. Oh, no, it couldn't have been scotch. I don't have any scotch. Scotch makes me end up, you know, naked, screaming at my wife, but well, I think that's pretty much it, really. I hope everybody's had a that hurt. Can't believe I did that. Hope everybody's having a great day for a Monday. I really do. I don't like it when people have shitty Mondays because it just sets the tone for your week. I always tell people have the best Monday you can have because it'll set the tone for the rest of your week. And, you know, nobody wants to have a fucking shitty week. Really? You know, it makes life all the worse, and it makes getting absolutely horrid because all of your time fighting fires, you know? Just saying, wow, Buzz, get crazy. Things getting all nuts on me, man. I forgot to turn my vibrator off. I forgot to this morning my conference call that I was supposed to have. I got a phone call. Forgot my phone. I picked it up and carried it in the bathroom like everyone does, don't we? I really want to do an informal poll on that one. Log into page and let me know if you carry your phone into the toilet with you all the time. My wife does. The woman cannot go. She would be almost in the tears pissing her pants and would still turn around to run back and get her phone and carry it into the bathroom. Always do it, but most of the time. Because I like to, you know, concentrate and play games if I'm going to, you know, be there for a minute and put my legs to sleep. I at least want to be able to enjoy it. Just saying. It's the best thing in the world for a pad. The pad was created by people who like to hang out in the John for a long period of time. It is exactly why. Adaptables, like, you know, the little foldable computers that turn into a pad, the keyboard off of it, and it makes it smaller in the whole nine yards. They throw this thing around, and, you know, it's a matter of convenience. You can take a coffee shop and yada, 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 or the presentation, or this or that. But we all know the absolute truth is you take it in the shitter with you and play Angry Birds. It does. It's true. I know. It's okay. You can tumblick your heart. It's okay. Tell anyone, I promise. Okay. But I know full well we do. Everyone does it. They grab their phone, they go in the bathroom, they sit down, they spend 10 minutes, they go look, they go over there and maybe check their mail if they've got some notification of mail that they were supposed to get or whatever. And then they go either play Angry Birds or some other variant thereof, some game. It's almost always happens. I'm sorry. Because I've sat way too many times. I've gone to the bathroom in the Walmart, right? Of all places. You wouldn't think this happening. Yeah, I go like or the last stall because those are the, you know, I don't like to go in the middle. You just don't. I like to have that buffer stall between me and everyone else. But you've always got that one guy that goes in, sits down in the buffer stall, always, pulls him down, and begins to fart Beethoven's Fifth. I mean, relentlessly fart. And with no thought or concern for anyone else, just farting away and playing Angry Birds like it's not even a big issue. You can hear him down there stretching the rubber band back, and the little rubber band goes, and then he goes, and he goes, the bird flies. You can hear him flying and making noises. And then this guy's still farting inside his brain, and you're wondering just exactly when this nightmare is going to end. You know? I don't shit in public bathrooms. I just don't. I just can't. Because it's just like, I've got to get in there, get my business done, and get out. Because if I get stuck in one of these guys, I'm going to be laughing my ass off. Or I'm going to be cracking jokes. You know? There was a time a guy came in and sat down and was just absolutely crazy. You could hear him. It sounded like he was going to pull the toilet paper dispenser off the wall. He pulling or doing something, and he was grunting up a storm. I think he swallowed a whole side of beef. And I walked past there and I said, "You okay? Don't blow a vein, don't stroke out on us." I hope he didn't, because he sounded like he could have. It's true. That would just, that's just not, no. Yeah. Ever since that, you know, last famous person that died like that, you know, if you go on the toilet, there's just, the dignity is all gone. If I go on the toilet, no one will know. Mm-mm. Nope. Nope. That one is going to be a secret. Mm-hmm. That one's going in the box with me. Yep. But I've, you know, I've decided, you know, like I tell everybody else, you need to become a donor. Be a donor. Use, you know, give away those parts of yourself that you can. Me, I may, you know, they may be able to graft off of me. I don't know. I think it's pretty road worn. I just don't know. I've, you know, signed my card so they're, you know, they can get in there and take a look. But I've got the feeling that with as hard as I've been on myself over the years, they're going to get in there and go, wow, there's just not a lot we can use. Maybe a fingernail and a skin cell or two, but everything else has been rode hard and put up wet two or three times. So, you know, I tell you, it saves lives, it helps. My lovely bride always donates to the plasma kids because, you know, it takes a lot of plasma to make one dose of medicine for hemophilia. One. It takes like 500 donations or 1,000 donations to make one bottle of hemophilia solution. Exactly. And so, you know, and she feels very good about it. I don't do it because I get and I want to like turn into the Incredible Hulk and shred things and throw things at people and spit. You know. It's true. But, you know, it's one of those things that's helping people, and that's one of my firm beliefs also is always help people, because you never know what you can do and how, you know, how much good you can do for somebody. Be the light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak, for someone. So, with that being said, I think I'm going to wrap it up in a bow, or as the fabulous Thunderbird. Always remember the number 713-955-95. That's the number here. Say hi sometime. Stop by, say hi. Because as I say, the show is driven by your comments, suggestions, whatnot. Had a few little things we brushed over this weekend, you know, from the weekend. So, and we'll continue to do so. So, as I always say, please be nice to your neighbor, because you never know just exactly when that neighbor might turn out to be a swing, you know? And then, well, you know, you're already three steaks to being good. Till next time, love your fucking show. Sebastian Blick, Fade to Blick, do your thing.